there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, welcome to the story behind. We're thinking about the story behind hymns again, and I'm thinking this week about the hymn which is called Abide With Me. Abide With Me is one of the best love English hymns of the past 150 years. We can see that both in its enduring usage in churches today and also its ongoing appearances in modern culture. For instance, it was sung at the 2012 Summer Olympics in the opening ceremony. The hymn itself has got words that have made it very popular. Each verse, for instance, ends in the plea, "Lord, abide with me," and makes the hymn a call upon God for his presence in every stage and condition of life. The hymn actually resonates deeply with the hearts of those who feel their need of God. I wonder if you feel your need of God, and if you're a Christian, you maybe have a deepening awareness that you need God in your life and to know his presence. If you're not a Christian, then hopefully you would come to realize that you need the forgiveness of God and the presence of God in life. It's a deep challenge to seek God in the circumstances of life. You know, the music also gave the hymn strong appeal. We know that music does add something to hymns and songs and make them stand out. It's been sung to different tunes over the years, and the most popular is actually the tune called Eventide by William Henry Monk. It's a stirring melody. In 2007, Indebitable Grace released a recording of the hymn featuring a fantastic new medley. And you can listen to that. You can download that medley from the internet. It's beautiful tunes sometimes reinforce the words of a hymn. Now, the author of the hymn was a man called Henry Francis Light. He was an Anglican priest. He became vicar of All Saints Church in Brixham in England. And he was a poet. And he was quite an accomplished hymn writer. He wrote another couple of hymns. One you might know, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Another one called Jesus, I My Cross Have Taken. Now, most of his life, Light suffered from poor health. He would travel regularly abroad to get some relief, and that was the tradition in those days. However, he developed tuberculosis at the age of 54, and he came near to the end of his life. His daughter, Anne Marie Maxwell Hogg, tells us how Abide With Me came to pass. These are her words. The summer was passing away and the month of September, that month in which he was once more to quit his native land, arrived. And each day seemed to have a special value as being one nearer or one day nearer to his departure. His family were surprised and almost alarmed at his announcing his intention of preaching once more to his people. His weakness and the possible danger attending the effort were they urged him and tried to prevent it, but in vain. It was better, as he used to say often playfully when in comparative health, to wear out than to rust out. He felt that he should be enabled to fulfil his wish, and feared not the result. His expectation was well founded. He did preach, and amid the breathless attention of his hearers, he gave them a sermon on the Holy Communion. In the evening of the same day, he placed in the hands of a near and dear relative the little hymn, Abide With Me. Just weeks later, while on holiday in Nice, France, Henry Light went to be with Jesus Christ. To be with Christ is far better. Not many hymns have dramatic stories behind them. This one is not all that dramatic. But knowing that it was written by a man very near to death at a relatively young age helps us feel its weight and the splendour of its message. Let me finish by quoting some of its words. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. Listen to this one. Come not in terrors as the King of Kings, but kind and good with healing in thy wings, tear of all woes, a heart for every plea, come friend of sinners and thus abide with me. Now, you might finish with this verse. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, Lord, abide with me. Do you know the abiding presence of God in your life? I trust that you do. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.